Happy Thursday here on 98.3 The Snake. And, it's just been too long since I've spoke to Zan. How's it going, Zan? It's time.
It's going pretty good, but I woke up way too early this morning. So it's 11 o'clock in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm ready for my first Red Bull of the day.
I've already had three. No.
No, you sound like you have.
I wake up and I just stick it right into the vein.
Like a good Christian. It's Christian crack, isn't it?
It is. Have you ever drank too much Red Bull and then you start having panic attacks?
I didn't have the panic attacks, but Monday I had to shoot a pilot. Well, I got to shoot a pilot. I was exhausted. I was on my last leg it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and I drank a full-on, huge, tall Red Bull. And then we used a Red Bull as a prop later to make it look like beer, because it kind of looks like beer.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And I drank half of that, and I was like, whoa, I gotta put this down. I'm about to, literally raise an actual roof.
That's awesome.
I never got to the point where I had, and one time I did a shot of, I don't know what that was, the 5-hour energy drink.
Right, yeah, I've had that.
First time I ever did it was about maybe a half hour before I was going on stage, and it hit me when I was on stage. I started talking real fast and being real funny, and I honestly stopped and I had to tell the audience as I laid back against the cool brick wall behind me. I was like, wow, you guys, I just took a 5-hour energy drink again. And they all started laughing. I was like, I never had one before. It tastes like drinking deodorant, but it's effective.
It is pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So,
yes, with life in the fast lane. I shot a pilot Monday, and what could I tell you about it? It's about science. It's about the science that's going on around us that people don't hear about. Like in Pompano Beach, there was a huge eyeball the size of a grapefruit or a softball that washed up on shore.
Ew.
Yeah. And the beachcomber who found it gave it to authorities who said that they were going to keep an eye on it. And they're looking for a whale with an eye patch and no sense of direction. They said they wouldn't name the whale, but they said you'd know him if you saw him. And the eyeball had bones around it, which excludes it from being a squid? And two squid, they tried to reach a squid expert, but he declined comment because he said he was in the middle of eating the best calamari ever.
So, that's amazing. So, are you kind of into science, or did you just kind of land this gig?
I love science. Yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
I did not know that.
I absolutely am a science nerd. Yeah. I went to grad school for theater, this is to bore the audience a little, when I went to grad school for theater, I was bored with theater, so I taught myself science on the internet, and then by the time I graduated, I was taking graduate-level classes in the time-space continuum.
Wow.
Yeah.
My mind just blew up.
The first homework in it, though, made me cry, so don't think I'm a smart person.
Oh, I already do. I have, nerd love for you now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm big into it. Yeah, I'm big into it. I love it. I love comparative mythology and theology and cosmology, and to understand cosmology, you have to understand science, and so you have to understand it on a macrocosmic and microcosmic level, and then you tie those into theology and mythology, and you start coming up with some interesting conversations that most people think I'm just on drugs for. They really do.
Did you have another Red Bull?
The idea of heaven and different dimensions and... You know.
Whoa. So that's.
It doesn't. We'll have a good conversation when next I come out there. When am I coming out? I'm coming out there soon, right?
Oh my God. Yes, you're coming out in May. I love the randomness of you, Zan. It's so amazing.
I am pretty random. But to me, it all makes sense.
To me, too. So
It's all on a string. It's all on a string theory string that's looped around itself. Yeah.
Well.
That's how my brain works, and then I have to dumb stuff down for the world to do comedy. Like, this is the dumbest thing I heard of recently. There's a guy on an airplane next to me who paid for the $15 to use the internet, and he goes, and it didn't work for him, and he goes, it's $14.99, it's too much to spend for this not to work. I'm like, oh, so what would you spend? What would you be happy to spend for it not to work? Like, $9.99? would you go for $4.99 for nothing working?
It needs to work, damn it, if I put $1 on it.
$9.99 for it not to, that's too much to spend for it not to work. Maybe for $2 you could spend that for it not to work. Life is stupid. Another stupid thing that happened around here recently is there was a guy had a gun on campus. It was at the commuter's campus. It's IUPUI. It's 2 miles away from my house.
Wow.
There's a guy on campus yesterday with a gun, and I have a friend who works on campus, and they wouldn't let him out of his building until the gunman was gone, or 5 o'clock, whichever hits first. And I was like, really? So they want to save you, but not if it's going to cost us a dollar, we'd rather have it cost you your life. We're not paying overtime to keep you safe here, you miserable.
I am not missing a happy hour. What the hell?
Exactly. I know. It's ridiculous, right?
That's horrible. I hope no one around here. I don't think they'd do that around here. I think they'd push through.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, Twin Falls.
You got smarter people there than you do here. I'm in Indiana, you know.
I'm going to plead the fifth. Okay. You can check out Zan. She's bringing along Bob Zaney and Kostaki Economopoulos. Didn't even practice. And May 10th and 11th. So over at Cactus Pete's, you can find out more. 983thesnake.com. Make sure you stalk Zan in a loving sort of way at zancomedy.com.
Yeah, zancomedy.com. Tweet me at zancomedy. Or you can listen to our podcast with Bob Zaney and a bunch of other comedy nerds at sideshownetwork.tv. Boy, that rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does.
Sideshownetwork.tv.